voted. Technically closed roll.
The roll shows 12 senators present this morning. Senator Ziegler is excused. McCall is Senate today, and the Finance Committee is on legislative business until the calendar.
Let us pray. Our God and Heavenly Father, we thank you today that you are God. Beside you there is no one else. Thank you that you have been pleased to make yourself known to us, particularly through Jesus Christ, who purchased our salvation and happiness by his death and resurrection. We pray this morning for our nation, our president, our Congress, and other leaders, that they would be granted wisdom and discretion to properly evaluate the very problems that face them, and courage to do what's right. Deliver them and us from those who would seek to intimidate with threats and bribes. We pray for those within our state who have been entrusted with civic leadership. These responsibilities would be discharged properly, drawing from your gracious supply of wisdom and strength. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 85th legislative day.
Journal for the 85th legislative day be approved as certified.
There are no messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
Any messages from the House?
Message of April 11, the House has concurred in the Senate amendment to CSHB 15 loans amended thus. Senate committee substitute or committee substitute for House Bill 15 finance relating to commercial fishing loans effective date with letters of intent passed the House. That is the only message from the House. No communications today. The Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill No. 175, non-competitive purchase of a product or service from a public official or state employee, and recommends that it do pass. Signed, Senator Ray, Chairman, concurring Senators Ziegler, Josephson, Pettyjohn, and Eliason. SB 175 has no further referral. The Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill No. 111, use of teleconferencing under the Administrative Procedure Act, pardon me, and recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute judiciary with a new title and do pass. Signed, Senator Ray, Chairman, concurring Senators Ziegler, Josephson, Pettyjohn, and Eliason. Senate Bill 111 has no further referral. The Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill No. 196, posting of a bond to secure the payment of costs, including attorney fees, and recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Ray, Chairman, concurring Senators Ziegler, Eliason, Josephson, and Pettyjohn. SB 196 has no further referral. The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill No. 229, Special Appropriations to the University of Alaska for Certain Capital Projects and Planning, and the committee recommends do pass with the letter of intent. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Sackett, Ferguson, McFisher, Fakes, Mulcahy, and Josephson. SB 229 has no further referral. The Judiciary Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill No. 103, Judiciary, establishing a Department of Corrections and transferring certain functions of the Department of Health and Social Services to the Department of Corrections, and recommends that it be replaced with a Senate committee substitute and a majority do pass. Signing due pass were Senators Ray, Chairman, Ziegler, Eliason, and Josephson. Senator Pettyjohn signed, no recommendation. House Bill 103 has a further referral to Finance. The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill No. 208, extending the termination date of the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board, and Senate Bill No. 208 relating to elevator, and Senate Bill 182 relating to elevator safety standards, and recommends that they be placed in the April 12 calendar. Signed, Senator Fakes, Chairman, concurring Senators Ferguson, Ray, and Kelly. These bills do appear on today's calendar. The Rules Committee considered House Bill No. 108, inclusion in the state-exempt service of licensed physicians employed by the Division of Mental Health and Developmental Disabilities, and Senate Bill Number 136, Operation of Stationary Fishing Gear, and recommends they be placed on the April 13 calendar. Signed, Senator Fakes, Chairman, concurring Senators Ferguson, Ray, and Kelly. The Rules Committee also recommended that the Resources Committee substitute on Senate Bill 136 be adopted. These do appear on tomorrow's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports.
Are there reports of special committee?
There are no special committee reports. Senate Joint Resolution Number 24 of the Resources Committee, requesting that Alaska be exempted from legislation allowing abrogation of existing natural gas contracts.
Resources, Finance, Judiciary, Mike.
That is the only new resolution today. Senate Bill Number 249 by Senators Paul Fisher, Pettyjohn, and Sturgiluski. An act repealing, amending, and reappropriating certain appropriations for the Latouche Island Harbor Project to provide for port and harbor projects in the Prince William Sound region and providing for an effective date. That is the only new bill today.
Basis to the daily calendar was the Sergeant at Arms and Forum of Finance.
Wait has an effective date. Oh, you can't have this bill.
Secretary can read the bill on the second reading.
Senate Bill Number 182 by Senator Josephson, an act relating to elevator safety standards. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered this bill and reports it back as follows with a zero fiscal note. Senator Eliason, Chairman, and Senator Rohde signed do pass. Senator Mulcahy signed no recommendation.
We're in second reading. Has the Secretary read the bill in second reading?
The bill has been read the second time. There are no amendments.
In the absence of amendments, what is your pleasure? Senator Ray?
There are no amendments, Mr. President. I would move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 182 be considered engrossed in advance of third reading and placed in the final passage.
Out of objection, so ordered. Will the Secretary read the bill?
Senate Bill Number 182, an act relating to elevator safety standards.
The bill is before you for discussion and debate. Senator Josephson, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill was requested by the municipality of Anchorage. It would permit inspections of elevators where a municipality has adopted the nationally prescribed elevator standards or standards which are stricter than state standards. I know of no objection to the bill. Actually, it will allow municipalities with those standards to do more work at the local level than have been done at state level through state elevator inspection.
Is there further debate? The question is called for. The question is, shall Senate Bill 182 pass the Senate? You may proceed, Bill. All members have voted. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 19 yeas and one excused.
Senate Bill 182 has passed the Senate. The next item on the calendar is Senate Bill 208. Will the Secretary read the bill by title?
Senate Bill Number 208 by the Judiciary Committee, an act extending the termination date of the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board and providing for an effective date. The Judiciary Committee considered this bill, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Ray, Chairman, concurring Senators Ziegler, Josephson, and Pettyjohn. There are no amendments.
In the absence of amendments.
No amendments, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 208 be considered engrossed, advance third reading, place the final passage.
Without objection, so ordered. Will the Secretary read the bill?
Senate Bill Number 208, an act extending the termination date of the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board and providing for an effective date.
The bill is before you for discussion and debate. You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President. Ask unanimous consent to be Abstain. I am a stockholder
and a corporation that owns a liquor license, and in some way it may be construed to be a conflict of interest.
The Senate has moved. There is objection. It's unanimous responsibilities. You have the floor, Senator.
I appreciate
the concern of the senator from Kenai, but everybody knows that gentleman and knows he is of the highest integrity, and this is something that doesn't directly provide a conflict of interest to him, and I think that I'd like to see him vote on it.
I think it was important that he made the statement. Question? Question is before you. Question is called for. Very simple extension of period of time. You may vote. If all members voted, does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 19 yeas, one excused.
Senate Bill 208 has passed the Senate. Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the passage of Senate Bill number 208 be considered the roll call and effective date clause.
Senate Bill 208 effective date clause has been adopted without objection. Takes us to the citation calendar. Will the Secretary read the citation calendar?
Citations honoring Myrtle Stalnaker by Representatives Bussell, Fritz, Hayes, Cato, and Abood, and Senators Vic Fisher and Sturgiluski. Honoring Roberta Bobby Hull, Employee of the Year, by Representatives McBride, Wente, and Senator Ziegler. Honoring Floyd Harris Guthrie, Citizen of the Year, by Representatives McBride, Wente, and Senator Ziegler. National Medical Laboratory Work Week, by Representatives Wente and McBride and all other members of the House. Honoring Teresa May Bentley Johnson, Outstanding Young Alaskan, by Representative Flood.
Mr. President.
Senator Kelly.
I move and ask unanimous consent I be included on the Stalnaker citation.
Resources Chairperson.
May we have a brief at ease?
Yes, we'll be at ease.
Yes, Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to be shown as a co-sponsor on the Stalnaker and the Johnson citations, please.
I be added as a co-sponsor on the Johnson citation.
Likewise, Mr. President.
No other additions or corrections. I move the citation calendar be approved as read.
Citation calendar has been adopted. Takes us to unfinished business. It draws to my attention that
I'd like to waive Senate bills 244, 45, and 46. From State Affairs.
Security interests and real property.
May we revert to introduction of guests?
Objection.
I have today six students and their teacher from Manly Hot Springs who are down here visiting the legislature. With your permission, I'd like to ask the teacher, Ms. Mortvedt, to introduce the students.
Our students from 5th through 8th grade
While we're in this on introductions, I'd like to be shown as present.
President, but somewhere in the last week or so, somebody has borrowed my Mason's manual, and if they look in the fly leaf and see if my name's on it, I'd appreciate it if you'd return it, and no questions asked. And if you don't, I'm going to prosecute you.
Senator, just blanketly excused on state business because you were closing budget this morning as one of the members of the Finance Committee anyway, just for your information, Senator Secker. Announcement of committee meetings this morning, Tuesday morning, Transportation Committee Chairman.
Mr. President, the Transportation Committee will be meeting in the Butchervich Room at 1:30 for Senate Bill 201, which has to do with lighting on Atoka Airport, and Senate Bill 217, which has to do with jet fuel, perhaps, for the Marine Highway System.
Rules Chairperson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. The Loyal Order of the Legislative Reform Committee will meet again tonight at 5 o'clock.
State Affairs Chairman.
Mr. President, State Affairs will meet at 1:30 today in Senate Finance to take up drunk driving and related issues again. We'll have some invited testimony. We'll go from 1:30 till about 4:30. Mr. Chairman, on Thursday, we have five measures before State Affairs at 3 o'clock, and inadvertently, we did not put out advance notice for our Thursday meeting. And the bill scheduled HB 79, repealing peremptory disqualification of judges, SB 218, disclosure of information, SB 220, Capital Projects Advisory Commission, SGR 22, U.S. Academy of Peace, HCR 28, George A. Parks Day. Mr. President, in order to do this, I move and ask unanimous consent that the five-day rule be suspended with respect to Senate Bills 220, SJR 222, HCR 28. I ask unanimous consent.
To the floor, Senator. Obedees.
Waiver on SB 220, SJR 22, HCR 28, and ask unanimous consent.
There's no objection. Commerce Chairman.
Mr. President, Labor and Commerce will meet at the Belts Room at 1:30 to take up Senate Bill 184. Extending the termination date of Alaska Transportation Commission and Senate Bill 164 relating to professional licensing and to the regulation of the practice of medicine, and extending the termination date of the State Medical Board.
Senator Joseph.
Mr. President, there will be a leadership caucus tomorrow on adjournment of the Senate.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, there will be a minority caucus immediately following the session in the Butchervich Room.
Finance Chairman.
Finance will be meeting at 8:30 tomorrow morning. We'll take up Senate Bill 151 and close out of three departments.
And Finance. So the further announcement of committee meetings this morning takes us to special orders. Are there items under special orders this morning? Senator Paul Fisher, you have the floor, sir.
Mr. President, I ask unanimous consent that I be allowed to comment on a bill introduced today.
There's no objection.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 249 is directed toward evaluation of a questionable harbor project in the Prince William Sound, which for the most part lies in my district, which is Senate District D. I am concerned, Mr. President, as you are, with the declining revenues that are projected for the state. We see cuts in health care programs, roads, we even see cuts in education. For Alaska to broaden its economy, it will be necessary to develop our ports and harbors. With the limited funds becoming available, it is critical that they be channeled into practical and needed projects. It may be, as Commissioner Casey has indicated in a recent newspaper article, that the Latouche Island Harbor Project is a legislative mandate. However, with declining revenues, I believe that we, the legislature, needs to reassess the project and determine through public hearings the best direction that should be taking in the port and harbor development for the Prince William Sound area. Mr. President, the air needs to be cleared concerning the merits of the proposed Latouche Island Harbor Project. I believe that Senate Bill 249 can do just that. And Mr. President, I truly believe the public demands nothing less. Thank you.
Senator Ray.
No other business come before the Senate. I move we adjourn at 10 a.m. Wednesday, April 13th.
Senate's adjourned.